Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, Sister Marie, and Sister Star here in Aurora, Illinois, at our destination for the night. And we just pray for you all, and we thank you for all your prayers for traveling mercy. And we're just so glad for and just give God all the praise, glory, and honor he deserves for keeping us safe. And amen, amen. And we just thank the Lord for everything, and may the Lord bless you all, and bless. Have a good day, Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, saints. Good morning. Notice how I addressed you all. Hey, hallelujah. Sunday, Lord willing, we need to weed and heal potatoes. We're telling you today so you all won't put in for leave. Going sick call. So you'll make yourself available. Move things around so you'll be. That's why we're told ahead of time. That's not what happens, you know. Jesus Christ is coming. So that's so that we'll make ready, not do other things. See how I put that together? I try to use everything for edification. Everything. And my God, we have been warned. But we shouldn't be like today's because we'll find something else to do. No, we need to make ready. So let's make ready to do the taters. Don't come up with something that you just have to do. wait, we want you to say, yeah, I need to do potatoes on Sunday. All right, good. Thank you, Char. Seemed like, I think I just got a message saying that the campuses will be with us for Passover. Isn't that good? Y'all not excited? That's Juan and Sister Star. Maybe they'll bring Leah. That would be good, huh? But maybe more will be coming. Only God knows. That's not our part. Amen. Our part is to prepare. Prepare our hearts and prepare our minds and prepare the places. And of course, preparing the places is ongoing. Maintenance is ongoing.
Amen.
All right. Forgiveness, ongoing. God's love, ongoing. Everlasting. Never going to run out. Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. All right. I believe today, Sister Project is working over at, Maple Ridge, one of the trailers. All right. So I'm sure we will make time for that. At the end of the day, I'm battle worn, got scars and bruises. I'm just telling the truth. I still won't be defeated, though. That's by the word of God. That's not by my power. That's by the word of God. Hallelujah, but at the end of the day, brother, I've been knocked around quite a bit. As Diane put it, sometime I get sucker punched. praise the Lord. But God is faithful. Every day I'm refreshed. Hallelujah. I know what's going to happen at the end of the day, though. I'm ready to fight now. Of course, the best way to fight is to acknowledge the truth. That's number one. It makes us free. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. So as much as I don't want to, I'm going to tell the truth. All right. Now you say you don't want to tell the truth. Well, you know, I really don't, especially about some things. But I've always said the truth is about you. So concerning me, the truth is about me. Hallelujah. So I did what I shouldn't have done. I slapped Sister Rose's face. She didn't deserve it. That's not my job. All right. So I repent. I apologize. All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Now we'll go on in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I, you all heard our announcement on the concerning Mr. Felicia.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all noticed what we did.
Yes.
Great Lord.
I didn't say a word. Y'all see what we did? Well, we answered him with his own words. That's what we did. I'm excited.
Hallelujah.
But we need to take a lesson from that. That's how God does us. It's our own word. Whether we don't think about what we say or not. And sometimes we don't. Cheryl reminded us again in her parting messages. Now you might say, well, she wasn't talking about me. Wrong. Wrong. Wrong, wrong. And if I'm going to preach and not talk about me, then I need to sit down and shut up. The reason God backed me up is because I believe what I preach.
Amen.
See, I'm not a hireling.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, there's many preachers, but they ain't got no power. They ain't got no, because they're doing it for hire.
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
I'm doing it out of necessity.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. For the love of God, for the cause of Christ, for the edification of the saints. See, there's a difference. That's what God wants me to do it for. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm presenting my body so he can use it. If me, I don't do right what I should do with it. You see what I did? Body's not made for that. Hallelujah. Okay. Yeah, help us, Lord. But with his own words. So that's all I'm going to. I'm not going to say anything. But I don't know. Well, I think what prompted him to send that is my preaching the other day. So that tells us a few things. ain't God wise? Hallelujah. But, you know, I didn't cause that. No. That's Sam's own choosing. And, you know, God's able to deliver him. Oh, I believe he is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But by our own words is what I want to emphasize. Yeah, perfect example. That is a perfect example. That's if we look at it and receive instructions, good. But if we just, you know, we're thinking more about potatoes or something more than this, this is what you need to think about now. How his own words, how he's snared by the words of his own mouth. Understand? It's the same with you. Understand? Now, you're going to be careful what you say now. Huh? It's the same with you. It's the same with me. We're snared by the words of our own mouth. And in this thing is the power of life and death. Yeah, you speak it, it's going to come to pass. You'll be recompensed for whatever you speak. And that's what our dear sister exhorted us about. So I believe she was talking to me. If you don't think that she was talking to you, then you bought into the lie. All right. Oh, thank you, Father. Well, yeah, that blessed me. I don't have to rail against Stan. Let Stan do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And that's what the truth does.
Amen.
So speak the truth in Christ and lie not. Don't be deceitful. Renounce the hidden things of dishonesty.
Hallelujah.
Don't handle the word of God deceitfully. Don't hold the truth of God in unrighteousness.
Hmm?
So concerning my brother that wants a pen pal, and he asks all these questions. You know, I don't look to all these things, but he's been doing quite a bit. I've been studying a little from dictionaries and National Geographics. Also, I learned that Boaz and Jacob were the two pillars in First Kings, and I heard some people I understand the Masonic temples are shared by Masons of different faiths. Here's my answer. Beloved, seek the Lord, not knowledge. In him is all wisdom and knowledge. As for the fear of God and for a wise and understanding heart, you must be born again and filled with God's Holy Spirit. The Comforter, God's Spirit, will teach you and guide you into all truth. Be still and stop all the questions. Your questions are leading. Isn't that pretty good? Your questions are leading. Be still and be led. Know that he is God. Hallelujah. Brother Sterwood said, just be quiet and listen, you know. So be still. Stop all the questions. Your questions are leading. The Holy Ghost must lead. Seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That a good answer? All right. Does that pertain to you? All right. You said, well, I have the Holy Ghost. Not good enough. You have to stop leading. How do we lead? With our questions. Is Pastor Rice doing what's right? Did God tell him to do that? Lead in questions. Let the Holy Ghost lead you. You aren't going to lead the Holy Ghost in the truth. If you be still and yield, he'll lead you into the truth. But in our wisdom, look at it. I'm telling the truth. If you really hear what I'm saying, we try to lead the Holy Ghost into the truth. Because we have the truth, either our doctrine, our doctrines, or our theory, or what Granny told us, or what I figured out in my own experience, and we try to lead the Holy Ghost into that. Wrong answer. Wrong answer. We need to be led by the Spirit. And don't come to the place where you know too much. And folk that have been at this a while, they known to do that. You know, I've been going to church 40 years, never missed the service. You know, every time the door opened, I've been here. Then to every baptism, every Easter egg hunt. See what I mean? You ain't going to tell them nothing. You won't tell them anything, brother. No. But that's, you know, when we hear the scriptures, we need to listen every time. We should never say, well, I've heard that before. Amen. Not in our heart, not in our mind. Because God's word is eternal. There's no end to it. There's really no end to it. Absolutely not. You can limit it with your own mind, but it's not limited. You can limit God, but he's not limited. And the word of God is not bound. It's abounding. Hallelujah. And we need to receive it like that. And so, well, I'm tired of this. No more preaching. And that's enough of that. We got to pull carrots. No, we need to hear the word of God. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. It's the sword of the Spirit. And you all understand the devil tell lies? And we shouldn't preach? Yeah, think about that for a while. We shouldn't speak what's right. The devil's always telling lies, and we shouldn't really think and be circumspect and about what we say. Well, we don't do so well. Hallelujah. Somehow we haven't really accepted, taken hold of the trouble that our mouth makes for us. I know you've heard it, but we really don't. It's not down in our heart yet. Now, I heard the preacher say this morning, Brother Raven here, good preacher. Yes. He said the preacher is going to be judged for what he don't say as well as what he says. Isn't that amazing? Yes. Not only the preacher. You too. You too. You can be silent all you want to, but you'll be judged as much as for what you don't say as for what you do say. They categorize it as sin as commission and sin of omission. Something that you do is a sin, or something that you fail to do is a sin. Hallelujah. Present your body a living sacrifice. You fail to do it, it's a sin. It's just our reasonable service. Well, why do you got that book? You going to preach out of that? I am. See what I got here? This is the week. We got the Democrats on there. I forget her name, Cortez or something, and he's the speaker. Y'all know these folk? Anyway, they're on a two-headed jackass. Huh? See that? A two-headed jackass. And the caption says, which way? Now, compare that to double-minded. Huh? Yeah, he's a man of God, but we got to edit all that he says. See? Two-headed jackass. Two-headed jackass. Huh? Divided heart. Lord, give us an undivided heart. Huh? Give us a single eye. Glory, glory. That's what it looked like. Huh? Two-headed jackass. Ain't going nowhere. See? Unstable. All of his ways. A double-minded man. Either, this is matter coming down from heaven, or, you know, this is just a comedian standing up to make us laugh. See what I mean? And how we esteem it is manifest. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Just being here is not good enough. No, we must hear what the Spirit said. You always say that. Well, everything is paramount on us hearing what the Spirit said. And there's much opposition against hearing what the Spirit said. And we won't be convinced on what the opposition is. That's why we don't hear what the Spirit said. We think our little iniquity doesn't interfere from hearing what the Spirit said. I heard the preacher say that iniquity is always based upon a lie. Well, we've heard it many times. He said it again this morning. He said iniquity is always based upon a lie. That's far from the truth. And it'll prevent you from hearing the truth. It's a resistor of the truth. Huh? So if you want the current to flow, you have to get the resistors out. How am I doing, Brother Richard? Glory, glory, glory. Get that resistance out. I don't care how much current you got. Yeah, multiplied whatever. You put them resistors in there, you ain't got no power. That's what our iniquity is. And God's got all power, but once you get that resistor in there, ain't no good. Huh? It's not the power. It's what's between the power and you. That's your iniquity. Huh? Which means your identity, what you think and what you know. All right? We don't know so well. We have to weigh it. Judge by God's word. As easy as that is, we don't quite do it. Hallelujah. So we end up telling lies, walking in lies, and believing lies. No. Hallelujah. We go with science, or we go with philosophy or psychology. That stuff's no good. You got something that is based on psychology, you probably need to throw it away. Huh? Really? It's not based upon God's word. It has a sure wisdom to it. Yes, absolutely. Philosophy, psychology, but not the wisdom of God. What you have there is the wisdom of man. When you talk to a philosopher, he explains things by the wisdom of man. He does not put God in it. So if he writes something, come on, bear with me. If he writes something, then it's the same. It's upon his own wisdom. It's not based upon God's wisdom. So don't read psychology. It's my instruction to you. Now, I know you can do what you want to do, but you won't be able to say, Pastor Rice didn't tell me. See, that's why I have peace. Huh? I'm not going to fall from my steadfastness if you get all the psychology you want to get, because I would have, you know, done what's right.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah, don't do that.
Amen.
Bad stuff. Hallelujah. Like I told this man, all the wisdom we need is found in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Absolutely. I'm not going to back up. All the wisdom you need is found in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See how I say that?
Yes,
and if you keep getting your psychology and philosophy books, then you lie. That this is iniquity, which keeps you from the truth. Is that all right? Oh, pastor, you don't want us to do it. God don't want you to do it. I'm just his spokesman. Hallelujah. Yeah, read something that's worth something. Read the Bible. Believe it once you read it. Brother Ravenhill said there's folk, you know, over in those restricted areas and hostile areas. He said they read one scripture in the Bible and they believe it. How powerful that is. And here we are. We read so many, we hardly believe any of them. Yeah. We find ourselves liking and malnourished. We don't have enough Bibles, not enough preaching, not enough time to go pray. No, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. So y'all listen to me this morning. Praise the Lord. That's called rich and increased with good nonchalance. You know, like the old deacon. You know how much scriptures I heard and how many I can quote. Doesn't mean much. Hallelujah. How many do you do? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Otherwise, we're a bunch of Pharisees. They know and they say, but they do not. How easy to find ourselves in that place. But don't be sad now. All the things I talk about, there's a remedy. Oh, praise the Lord. There is a remedy. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. In him is all the wisdom. In him is the victory. There's peace in him. There's understanding. He's the truth. He's the way. Now, what happens is philosophy, iniquity, all these things move us away from that. And we think that's wisdom. Really, we do. I'm in deep heaviness and continual sorrow about how we all are sometime overtaken by these silly things. The devil is a liar. He's a destroyer. He's a murderer. Everybody understand that? And abode not in the truth. And that's all he does. He can't do anything else. He's a destroyer. He come but for to kill, steal, and destroy. All right? Seducers. Seducers, walking after their own lusts. In the latter time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Now, y'all believe me about seducing spirits. Well, make sure you understand, they come as the Holy Spirit. But they tell lies. Holy Spirit doesn't tell lies. That's how we can always know. The seducing spirits, they are more like philosophers and psychologists. And things that make your flesh feel good. That's how the seducing spirits. A Holy Ghost slap you down. Kick you around. Yeah. Oh, no, Holy Spirit don't do it. Too late. Too late. Too late. Hallelujah. Too late. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I want to talk about our new broom for a while. That's Angela. We can get some more new brooms. We won't ever have too many brooms. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. God blessed Angela, gave her grace to acknowledge the truth. That's the same as repentance. Hallelujah. And when you fail to acknowledge the truth, that's not repentance. No matter what you say, no matter how you smell. No, it doesn't matter. And some folk base things upon, you know, how well they look. Pharisees, they always look good on the outside. Praise the Lord. But inward, they were full of dead man bones. Glory. Hallelujah. She acknowledged the truth. I mean, fully. She did not spare Angela. That's the only way you can do it. That is the only way to come to True repentance. Don't spare yourself. You try to save your life, you'll lose it. You try to justify yourself, you'll never get to repentance. When you repent, you're justified. But you can't get the justification before the repentance. There's an order. Hallelujah. There's an order. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And we're praying for her that she holds to it. But the adversary is still, you know, he's after Angela like he's after you. Oh, you repent, he's still going to try to make you take it back. Huh? I said, man, I did all that. And them folk, they still wretched. They still treat me wrong. Huh? Oh, yeah. I know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. But Angela was openly defiant. Absolutely. She didn't try to hide it. No, no. Of course, you can't hide it. But she didn't attempt to hide it. Bold and saucy. Huh? Insolent. Huh? I don't need to give no respect to authority. Contemptible. They find you when you do that in the courtroom. Yeah. It's a judge your mama. Contempt the court. Oh, how about it? Yeah. That's contempt. But that's how Angela was. Praise God. But I'm encouraging her. Plus, I'm admonishing us. And this is for edification. Hopefully, we can learn something. Now, that's how we have to do. We have to do it like that. Everybody understand? You can't say, well, what are folk going to think about me? And you can't keep resisting the truth. And I tell the truth every day. Please receive it. It's concerning you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Angela said, yeah, I had it in for Pastor Rice and Rose. Did she say it? Well, if you would say that, then you'd get free. But as long as you keep denying it, the devil's always going to have a leash to jerk you around with. And you, well, you know, no, the devil's always going to take you at will.
Thank you, Jesus. That's true.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, she broke that leash.
Hallelujah.
Never got no power. You know, not that she had to tell me, I already knew it. But that's not deliverance for her, you see. And the person you have ought against, they know it too. But that's not deliverance for you. So she got her deliverance by acknowledging what she had in her heart against me, what she had in her heart against you. So if you got something in your heart against anybody and you want relief, you have to do it like that. No, no, don't talk back to me now. You see, that's not the right way. Yeah, just believe what I'm saying. Yeah, when I speak the truth, say amen. Don't tell me you've done it when you still end up in the same place. Huh? Once you wash, you don't stink anymore. You still stink and then you're not washed. Now let me preach. Now you're going to say you're against me, but get the hell out. This is that devil that's against you, not me. Huh? See what I mean? See, I'm telling the truth from the beginning to the end. Hallelujah. And for some, they'd rather hold to their iniquity, their facade, their falsehoods, rather than be set free. God bless you, Angela. You've been set free. Hallelujah. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. There are no chains holding me. My soul is resting. Oh, it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am free. Praise the Lord. I'm free. No longer bound. There are no chains holding me. My soul is resting. Oh, it's a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm free. Hallelujah. I'm free enough to love being free. Yes, it fits real good. It's something to have for any occasion. Absolutely. Won't do you wrong. Yeah, it'll help you. It'll strengthen you. It'll encourage you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Now, what can I say? I've been preaching like this for a long time, but there's at least one that won't receive it. You see the reaction? That's not me. She won't receive the truth. And that's the only thing that can set her free. If she wants me to change what I'm saying, that won't help bind me up. And you all can agree or disagree. I don't care. I'm going to be free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Destroy the yoke. Break every fetter. Cast down every idol. Tread down our enemy. Cast out all that offend. Take away the rebel. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Not only those who won't receive the truth, they try to pull you into their life. Absolutely. No good for you, no good for them. I'm free enough not to want to be pulled into the light. And the truth is, I'm preaching the truth in Christ under the anointing. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Without animosity, without partiality, in truth, yeah. That's how I'm free. That's how you got free. Don't forget. Don't forget how you got free. Yeah, you acknowledge the truth. Hallelujah. Glory. It's for you, you understand. Seducing spirits will say, no, no, and make you look bad. No, it'll beautify you. It'll beautify you. Make you into his likeness. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Because the alternative is, yeah, I'm glad, Angel. She got some waters of living waters. Isn't that all right? Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lord. We're going to let you say it, Sister Angela.
Yeah, I was speaking with Sister Bakia, and I realized that that was the third time. You noticed that, right? First time. You know, y'all came to my house.
Sure.
Second time I came to y'all house, and this was the third time. So I kept battling it and trying to do it on my own, but I couldn't, you know. And we cannot ask God to help us when we're in that, because you bind his hands with the bitterness root that's in your heart. And that's where it stems from, that bitterness in your heart. And as it grows, that's stemming. You saying, God, help me, but he can't, because you bind in his hands.
Amen.
So I just wanted to share that.
Woo! Glory, glory. See what the Lord has done in front of God and everybody. But as I was saying, Angela was openly defiant. The other that's more difficult is that stuff that's more difficult. It still can be overcome, but it's more difficult. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the same stuff. Huh? And see how I speak by the wisdom of God? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, you not saying nothing don't mean that you're not full of rebellion. Absolutely not. Especially when you ought to say amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. So this is the situation I'm in. It's not what I ordered, Brother Kirk. It's what we have, though. It's praise the Lord Jesus. It is the Lord's doing, so I may have to come and stay with you, Kirk. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, saints. Give God the praise. Well, there's more that goes with that. See, this affects everybody. If you are under this spirit, it affects everybody you deal with. It affects your judgment. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. And don't set your brother or sister at naught, but understand and have compassion and be discreet and walk in wisdom. That's what I say. Don't kick him to the curb or throw him under the bus, but understand what's going on. Hallelujah. Yeah, we didn't kick Angela under the bus, but through the Spirit of God, we hit her pretty hard. Hallelujah. It was the Lord's doing, you know. And if anybody gets some deliverance, it will be the Lord's doing. Hallelujah. So what happens when people are in this condition and then they go and do whatever they do and whatever don't go wrong? Guess what? It's not because of their condition or the spirit they're under. No, no. It's always something else. You see how that, because they're hiding themselves under falsehood. They never come to the truth. They don't understand that this is my own rebellion, my own failure or unwillingness to acknowledge the truth. And it has dire consequences. Yes, it does. And you don't even realize that it does. Yeah, you keep running. Thank you, Lord. Come on, take your medicine, Kirk. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right. Well, it's amazing, you know, the things we see and have seen, and we don't get to receive too much instruction from them. You know, in fact, someone may not even believe what they're seeing. But, Hallelujah. Then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness. That is the word. And them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. The righteous are as bold as a lion.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? You can tell all the lies on me you want to. I'm going to stand.
Yes, Lord.
You know what I mean? Hallelujah. So if I'm telling lies and she's righteous, she should stand.
Amen.
See how I put that?
Yes.
Y'all ain't going to mess with me. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yes.
I'm not just going to believe, read the word and, you know, poo-poo it. We're going to put it in application.
Amen.
I don't care what lies you tell on me. What I'm going to stand.
Amen.
I'm not going to run off. Stand not going to run me off. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. I'm running for Jesus. Yeah, the righteous are as bold as a lion. Hallelujah. So if you are in the right, what folks say don't bother you. When you get bothered, that's an indicator. Hallelujah. I'm telling y'all the truth. You should get mad, but not at the preacher. Not just reading the truth, we must have a love for the truth. Now, a love for the truth and a love for ourselves are conflicting. You understand that? If we love ourselves in measure, no problem. But if we love ourselves more than we love our neighbor, then it's conflicting. It's conflicting. Hallelujah. The love, truth is going to wear you out. It's going to tell your secrets. Huh? It's going to discover your skirts. Strip you, make you bare. Yeah. It's going to cut. It's going to tear. It's going to rip. Is that right, brother? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. That's the gospel you want to hear. You don't want to hear the gospel, you know. Well, here we are, and we're all right. No potential of wickedness in us. No potential of evil in us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I never tell you all that. You know, but, you know, sometime I'm reminded, well, you're just a man. You're just a man. Absolutely. And I know all about men. Y'all don't believe me? Y'all don't believe me? Hallelujah. Yeah, I know all of they. Huh? Ain't nothing good in them. Praise the Lord. That's man or woman. The women say it in a way that the man, he's wicked, but not the woman. That's not so. What's in the man is in the woman. Huh? If you know what's in me, then you know what's in you. Male or female. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. But once you start reading psychology and philosophy, you won't know it that way. Yeah, for some women in the world, their problem is men. Huh? Yeah, menopause, menstruation. See, all of our problem is with men. See how they do it? Yeah. Oh, your problem is with you. Hallelujah. Absolutely. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. All right, all right. We got some more. Hang on. Hang on. Praise the Lord.
At the funeral, Phil, how old are you?
Phil, you don't want to divulge that, do you?
How old are you, Brother Phil? How old? 76. So we were sitting talking, and he says, I've been living with Phil for 76 years. And I said, oh, yeah, I've been living with Sherry for 59. And it just reminded me of what you said, because that's our, you know, that's the man and the woman.
Amen.
That we're living with.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, we got to put some blame. It's got to be on him, huh? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hard to live with Phil. We must crucify him. And James and Terry.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, and the yeah, crucify.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Now, of course, if your mind and heart's not right, then what I'm doing is mean. All right? I don't believe it like that.
No, brother.
I believe as always I'm being faithful. Hallelujah. Because the one that called me is faithful. He's the one that called you. He's faithful. Hallelujah. All right. So a love for the truth is what we need.
Amen.
Huh? And the truth is the truth is the truth. It tells all about us. Really, it does. Not what we think. That's not the truth. The truth tells it like it is. It's like looking in the mirror. It tells it. You might say, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's it? Well, come on. It's going to tell it like it is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh? In your mind, you say, I must be the fairest of all, but the old mirror, he tells the truth. And what we are, a bunch of mirrors. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Y'all never heard that before? Oh, we received it as rhetoric, though. Yeah, I heard him say, your brother, your sister, they're your mirror. But we received it as rhetoric. Absolutely. A lot of stuff, Brother Stair preached, we call it rhetoric. Nothing that we need to apply. That makes it rhetoric.
Amen.
It's good to hear. Say amen to. Clap your hands to. Run around there, but put it. No, no, no. We don't do that. We don't apply that stuff. Come on, Brother Phil. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. We must receive the love of the truth to be saved. Again, this is a divine operation. Yeah, you aren't going to say, well, I'm going to love the truth.
That's right.
Men don't do that.
Amen.
Huh? No, they don't.
Amen.
I'm a witness.
Amen. I'm
y'all heard me say how I didn't want to tell the truth this morning, did you? You all know why? Huh? Because of my image. Huh? But you see what I did, huh? I got the victory. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. We don't want to see my image. We want to see Christ. Hallelujah. But all that I'm talking about, speaking about, I know. Yeah, I've dodged the truth as much as anybody else. You mean to tell me I don't know when folk are doing it? Absolutely. I resisted the truth with some of the best. Yeah, God just made me faithful and honest. If you're going to do that stuff undercover, you have to go somewhere else. Because we all have done that. Absolutely. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. Huh? That's when you believe your lie. That's the delusion. God give it to you. Yeah. I mean, you say, I don't want the truth. What can God do with that? Your mouth say you want it, but you know, in deed you don't. In your heart you don't. Hallelujah. Because the truth is not what we think. No, the truth censures and rebuke and reprove what we think. And yet brings us into the mind of Christ. And a continual renewing. That's what the truth would do. If we want to keep thinking the same way, then we don't want the truth. You know, this is the way I always thought about it. This is the way I always looked at it. You won't come into the knowledge of the truth. And for this cause, God, not Pastor Rice, shall send them, not maybe, shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Oh, if we don't get deliverance from that, we perish. Deliver. God, he's a deliverer, I know. Hallelujah. Seducing. They draw you away from the faith. Yeah. Or the truth. And the truth. You know, because after they give heed to seducing spirits, they depart from the faith. So that's the mission of the seducing spirits. Move you away from the faith. Which work by love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, if you clear and don't have anything in your heart against anybody, there's no need to run off if I say that you do.
Sure.
No. No. Just walk the walk and you'll prove me a liar. Huh? That's all. Amen. See how the truth is? No way around it. Covers all the bases. It'll set you free. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, for judgment I'm coming to this world, that they which see not might see. And they that see might be made blind. And when we say we know, that means we're blind. Because they ask him. They said, are we blind also? Jesus said, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say we see. Therefore, your sin remains. Huh? I don't want to hear what Pastor Rice is saying. I know how it should go. Then you see, and your sin remains. Hallelujah. Now, in this situation, please understand and receive instruction. You're going to be adamant about getting other folk to acknowledge their sin and acknowledge the truth, and you know that, don't you? Y'all understand what I'm saying? This is the dilemma that we find ourselves in. Well, when we don't acknowledge the truth. It's anybody. Oh, thank you, Lord. Look on my affliction. Take away all my sin. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, I don't deny that I'm a man, and if anybody know about men, then I know. Amen. Just as well as you do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But that knowledge still tells me, you know, knowing the truth, I still know that you can work righteousness.
Amen.
If I talk to you like you're a man, but you can't walk in right, then I'm a fool.
Right.
I keep reminding you, yeah, but you're a man. You know what's in man. You can't be faithful to that woman. You know what's in man. Well, that's not so. That's not so. And I'm not going to receive lies like that. Those are lies from hell. Huh? Well, we're men, so we can't work righteousness. Give me a break. Give me a break. Really? Came too late to tell me. Oh, Pastor Rice, you just confessed that you did wrong, but I did right about it. Hallelujah. But I did right about it. Hallelujah. We always have recourse. I mean, yeah, come on. But if we sin, we have an advocate. See what I mean? So I went to the advocate. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the righteous. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. All right. So speak to your edification, which is to build you up. Hallelujah. But with the building up, the opposition forces are to tear down. Brother Sterry used to talk about the first watch. After he expounded all that truth with power and conviction, he knows that the devil starts work right away. And that's the truth. The devil starts work right away. All the truth you've heard to move you away from. Try to give you some but this and but that and but this. That's just to move you away.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
When the word is sown, that's always the devil there to snatch it away.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then if it hits the ground, there's still the other forces against it. You know, the ones that we take no thought for. You know, the cares of this life. How about it? The old stony hard heart. You know, feels the wicked one that ain't no wickedness in me. Praise the Lord. We're just using you for example, Brother Phil. And that's what we have in the Bible. We have a book full of examples. Jesus Christ and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and David and Solomon, examples for it. Judah and, you know, they were all sinners except for Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I think it's amazing when we want to look into all these men's secrets and low down things and we don't want anyone to use us for an example. See how I use me for an example this morning? Anytime you repent, confess, then you use yourself for an example. Hallelujah. If you don't want to be used for an example, you don't want to come into the knowledge of the truth. And you shouldn't read the Bible. That's just not right. You want to look into everybody else's sin and wickedness, and you don't want to look into your own? The reason it's written is to deal with our sin. And absolutely. Thank you, Lord. How we read all about David and say that low down rascal and, you know, everybody else, and look at our neighbor and say, look at them and low down rascals. And, well, if we see something, it pertains to us. Hallelujah. If you see something, God's in that knowledge. He really wants you to see it. Because there are things that he does hide from us. That's because he does not want us to see. Put God in the knowledge. If you see it, God intends for you to see it. Hallelujah. And, of course, his intent is not for you to work wickedness with it. No, whatever you see, God expects you to work righteousness with it. Hallelujah. Maybe you can admonish your brother. Or you can run and tell it. You know what Terry said about you? No. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what I'm going to say about Terry. I love Terry. How about that? Hallelujah. That's how we should do it. Oh, help me, Jesus. But men love gossip. Yeah. They love it better than they love the truth. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, there's opposition going on even now. It's not your neighbor now. Yeah, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against powers and principalities. Amen. And if you've got the right defense, it don't matter what comes against you. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. So at the end of the day, I'm battle-worn and scarred and bruised, but I'm still a victor. I'm still a victor. And throughout the night, the Lord, you know, wiped my brow and dressed my wounds. And I wake up refreshed, ready to go forth to the battle again. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We're soldiers, you know. Come on, we can't say, well, you know, I got bruised yesterday, can't go fight today. Yeah, we're going to get bruised today. Hallelujah. It'll make us tough for the battle we have to fight tomorrow. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, I believe that I can work righteousness. I'd be a sorry preacher if I didn't. Come on. And you'd be a sorry soldier if you didn't believe that you could work. You call God a liar. That's what you do. You call him a liar. So your wretchedness is stronger than his grace. Not so. Not. Ain't even any. No comparison. Hallelujah. His blood can make the vilest sinner clean. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord willing, we'll go see the plant man, Marion, today. He's south on 61 by 11 miles. Got a nursery down there. Trees and flowers and plants, and we're going to go look at some.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not too many, though. And we're going to take some items down there to trade, some carrots and eggs maybe. Yeah. See what we can do? Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he likes to trade.
Yes, sure.
Absolutely. And he's not real shrewd, you know. He don't try to get you down to the last penny. It's okay. All right. Isn't that good?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me to say
thank
what I need to say, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I heard the preacher saying hypocrite doesn't live the truth.
Amen.
And that's the truth. He know the truth, maybe. Talks about it. You know, sing about it. Don't live it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our lives should be lives of example.
Amen.
Yeah, praise God. Example. Yeah, be thou an example. Is that what? Hey, said Timothy, be thou an example. Hallelujah. Hold fast the words of sound doctrine. Huh?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. I'm sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. Isaiah 65, verse 2, I have spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walked in a way that was not good, after their own thoughts. We love that, don't we?
Yeah.
A people that provoke me to anger continually. To my face. They sacrifice in gardens and burn incense upon the altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh, and broth of abominable things is in their vessel, which say, stand by thyself, don't come near me, for I'm holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense into their bosom. Amen. The righteous God must do it.
Amen.
You know, those things that you say that you shouldn't say, the judgment that you make that you shouldn't make, you're going to be recompensed for it. Absolutely.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your iniquities. And the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord, which have burned incense upon the mountains and blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore, I will measure their former work into their bosom. I'm going to pay them according to their works. This is what the righteous. So your neighbor, whoever it is that's doing all this wickedness, just don't fret it. No, just know that the righteous judge is going to recompense. Hallelujah. And don't play God. Don't be God. If anything, say, have mercy, Lord. And in his righteousness, he still have mercy. Y'all know that? I'm so glad. No mercy, we wouldn't stand. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Run ye to and fro and through the streets of Jerusalem and see now and know and seek in the broad places thereof if you can find a man. If there be any that executeth judgment, that seeketh the truth, and I will pardon it. And though they say the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. They flatter. They flatter with their lips. O Lord, are not thine eyes upon the truth? Thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. Thou hast consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction.
Amen.
Reprove, rebuke.
Amen.
Exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Amen.
This is instruction.
Amen.
The scriptures are for instruction in righteousness.
Amen.
Well, I preach from the scripture.
Amen.
Instructions in righteousness.
Amen.
If you aren't careful, you'll come up with a reason why you shouldn't do them. You know that, don't you? That's always the opposition against the truth. Yeah, it's always working to keep you from acknowledging the truth and walking in the truth. Yeah, these forces are ever present. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they know not the way of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. I will get unto me the great men and will speak unto them, for they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God, but these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Righteous men love judgment. They understand judgment. Now, judgment settles the issue.
Amen.
Hallelujah. After judgment's made, you say amen. But when we don't like judgment, we don't say amen.
Amen.
We said no, but if.
You,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the throne is set for judgment.
Amen.
Which means that all authority is to make judgments.
Amen.
Really?
Lord, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When God wants to settle something, he sets up an authority.
Amen.
And when this authority makes a judgment, then we should say amen. That's how it's supposed to work.
Amen.
We don't believe that stuff. No, we don't believe the pastors are going to feed. Let me instruct him. Let me feed him. See? That's not the order.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Of course, it's not me. It's the God that works through me.
Thank you, Lord.
Understand that. There's nothing I can do for you as a man. No.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing good in him. I'm a witness.
Hallelujah.
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 But once you get past that, then you can see the goodness of God.
Amen.
But as long as you know folk after the flesh, you're not going to know the goodness of God.
Amen.
You're not going to know the truth either. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, how exemplary could I walk that you believe everything? Come on. You try it. Huh? How exemplary must your walk be before your children believe you when you tell them? Where you at, Charlene? Hallelujah. Well, well, well. We just have to have a love for the truth. Don't get tired on me, Charlene. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to come to a conclusion. But as much as I talk about judgment and authority, we don't seem to understand. I told you my walk in this life, how I've done it. I even told Teresa the other day, you know. She said, concerning the folk down at the river, you know why they left? I said, well, they probably wasn't pleased with Brother Stair's behavior. I said, there's many that weren't. I'm one of them. I'm not a liar. Yes, I wasn't pleased with it either, but I stayed in my place. Now, I know. Now, some of you diehards are going to say, well, not me. I was pleased with everything he did. And you're a liar. Let me just tell you that. You're a liar. Huh? You're a liar. That's just not the case. Hallelujah. But still, I stayed in my place. That's the difference. Or you're saying that, Pastor Rice, because when we're displeased with you, you want us to stay in our place. Exactly. Y'all pretty smart. Exactly. Exactly. If I'm your husband, then I tell you, so I want you to stay in your place. I'm not talking right. Well, husband, I'm not pleased with you. Well, I see. We aren't always pleased with each other. Brother Rick said we use that as an excuse to complain against God. Ain't that good preaching? Glory, glory. That wretched Charlene that you put in our midst. She's always bossing people around. And she grouchy sometimes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. You know, some receive instruction better than others. The ones that we consider the most rebellious, stubborn, usually are the ones that receive instruction better. No matter what you think about Kurt, Kurt receives instruction pretty good. Hallelujah. There's some that smile and what, but you can't tell them anything. You know, they'll smile and say, I love you, Pastor Rice, and you know, good preacher, but you can't instruct them. Really? Amen. And that means they're unruly. That means they refuse to receive correction. I see. Should I preach it different? Oh, but I've got perfume on today. And Yoko's got it on today. She ain't going to sneak up on nobody today, brother. Hallelujah. But still, amen. Still, you need to receive correction. That's righteousness. You know, you quoting scripture, when you receive correction, that's righteousness. In the scriptures, servants are told, even if your masters are froward, you should still submit to them. But what about Pastor Rice? You all get, thank you, brother.
Hallelujah.
See, we got one in here.
Hallelujah.
But that we use that for an excuse. Oh, he's froward. He's whatever. Well, just, you know,
hallelujah.
Receive instruction.
Hallelujah.
Ain't God good?
Glory.
I don't think myself froward, but some may do it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I have learned to submit. And I do believe it's the power of God. I'm sure God won't do you wrong. Hallelujah. Now, I told you, when I was out there at Grace, the brother said, they used to say this, Brother Kurt, Pastor Rice, we'll be glad when you get down here. Y'all want me to interpret that? Y'all can help us straighten out Brother Stair. See, I'm not a dummy. Yeah, I'm not dumb as I look. They would tell me that, and I knew what they were talking about, and they knew that I knew.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, that's not my job. That's not my. And if you'll notice, I never tried to straighten them out. No, that's not my job. Now you're. We don't straighten authority out. We submit to authority. If there's an authority, there's one to straighten him out. Not me. See what I mean? Oh, we just don't believe that, huh? Huh? He's my husband. I got to straighten him out. No, he's got a head. Yeah, let the head straighten him out. Hallelujah. Dorothy, you like my preaching? That's because you're not married, huh? Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. How about you, Sharon? Okay. Praise God. How about you, Renee? Yeah, praise the Lord. It's good preaching. Come on, Brother Drive. You ought to get excited, man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think I've covered the bases this morning. Well, what happened, Pastor Rice? The same thing that always happened. God gives me something. He impressed something on my heart every day.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. That's for edification, though.
Thank you, Lord.
You notice I try to use everything for edification. Everything.
Thank you, Lord.
And you can do that.
Hallelujah.
Once you start to put God in the knowledge.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, these letters I get, emails from Stan, whatever. I try to use them for edification. I said to Rose, Stan wrote us an email, and we're going to put it on the air. She said, what for? She said, what for? I said, for edification.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For edification. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
And we can receive instruction.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, we better be careful what we say.
That's right,
our word is going to judge us. And when we make judgments, we judge ourselves. We don't believe that quite yet, huh? Huh? Oh, Pastor, you're chasing after women. That judgment is going to fall on you.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Now, I'm pretty much, fess up. I told you when I broke into that house, I didn't try to, it was pretty hard. there was nobody else to blame it on. And usually that's how it is when you're in the wrong. Yeah, it's pretty much open and shut. Hallelujah. You know, so if I do it, that's what I told Rose. I said, well, if I were chasing after women, I'd tell you. Sure. She don't believe me, though. Hallelujah. Yeah, if I go around and pat them on the fanny, if I did it, I'd say I did it. Yeah, I would. I would. But that, are you capable of that? Absolutely. See how honest I am? That does not mean I don't work righteousness or can't work righteousness. If that's the case, then none of us can. God's grace is not sufficient in it. That's not the God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Yeah, the more wretched you make your confession, the more able he's able to show you how sufficient it is. Hallelujah. As long as you, walk under your falsehood, then you can't really realize. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. The power of his grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. We're going to pray and go on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. We've got a new generator. 60 kW it is, huh? Long as we don't get no resistance between, yeah, it'll work good. But 60K with a bunch of resistance in there, it won't give us any power. Hmm? That unbelief, it's the resistor. It's the best resistor in the world. Hallelujah. Okay. But faith is current. I mean, it carried the current.
Praise
the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Hallelujah. I guess the bigger the wire, the easier it carries the current, huh?
Sure.
Huh? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, this faith must be a big wire.
That's right.
It carries lots of current. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Running on down the line. Praise the Lord. Y'all feel that current running down the line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, Brother David, I guess they've roughed him up pretty good yesterday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Ed, can you pray for us? You were absent most of the day yesterday, but you were still accounted for. That's how they gave the report. First platoon, present or accounted for. How about that? Not all present because they're not all there, but accounted for. That's when you're sent. When you're not sent, you're not present. You're not accounted for.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, before your presence, before your throne of grace, Father, to obtain mercy, Lord, and to find grace to help in time of need. Father God, I really need you to help me to pray,
yes,
Father.
We need your help, Lord.
Because there is something on my heart, Lord God, and it pertains to everything that we just heard, Lord.
Thank you,
everything.
Father.
And Father, I pray that, yes, to make this devil a liar, the liar that he is,
amen, brother,
by acknowledging the truth,
amen,
which is after godliness and hope of eternal life, Father
thank
God.
You, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Wow, you woke me up this morning, Lord. I wasn't even awake yet, but I was woken up to you speaking to my heart.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's not, I can't say it's often that you do it this way, the way you did it this morning. But Father God, I'm so grateful, and I thank you so much. Father, you woke me up this morning. I pray, Father God, before I even mention that, I pray, Lord God, that you help me and that you help all of us in the body of Christ to take away the resistors.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, acknowledging the truth is letting the current flow.
Amen.
When we say but or no, not me, that's a resistance.
It is.
Oftentimes we even pray in a manner that's resistance.
Oh God.
We can fast and we can pray and fast, which you tell us to do. But Father God, when I pray, even now, I want to pray. If I fast, I want to pray and fast in order for you to help me to agree with you.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't want to pray and fast for you to change your judgment on me.
Amen, brother.
Or to change the results of the judgment of my sin and what you're going. I don't know. I just want to pray to be able to receive the judgment. I want to receive the truth, whatever it be. And I've often heard a man of God, I think it was Charles Spurgeon at one point, who said prayer is not to change God's will.
No.
It's to bring you into agreement with God's will.
Hallelujah.
That's what fasting is for.
Thank you, Lord.
We fast to think we're going to change your mind. And you're going to change the way that what you have decided already to do.
Amen.
No. We fast in order just to be able to, you give us the capacity to agree with what you're going to do and what you've done. So, Father, yes, I come in that capacity today, Lord God, and I pray with the body of Christ. Thank you so much for the body.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, this is why we need each other, and this is why we need to be together. This operation cannot take place individually or on our own.
Thank you, Father.
No, cannot happen.
Amen.
Father God, you woke me this morning, you woke me up speaking directly to my heart. And you were, and it was so clear because I hadn't woke up yet and I hadn't had an opportunity for all the cares of this life and the thoughts and the busyness and this and that to cloud my mind so I could hear you clearly. And God, you were revealing to me all of the abominations, God, that I commit, that's in my mind, my heart,
oh,
that's in my mind,
yes, Lord,
and in my heart, every And I'm sure, I don't think it was everyone. I don't know if I could handle it if you told me everything.
Thank you, Lord.
But Father God, yes, the desires, the ungodly desires in my heart, yes. The ungodly deeds of my flesh,
yes.
The ungodly thoughts of my mind,
yes.
The just the wickedness, and I could just, it was so vivid that I literally, Father God, and I'm telling you, you know this, Lord, I just turned my face, Lord, literally to the wall and said, woe is me, Lord, woe is me, I'm undone, help me, Lord. And I woke up and I heard Leonard Ravenhill preaching, and God was it cutting.
Amen.
Lord, I was like, God, I said, God, I'm guilty. Lord, that's me. I said, that's my words to you, Lord. And I say it again.
Hallelujah.
I said it in my half sleep, and I'm saying it to you awake. Lord, that it is I. That's me.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything that man was preaching, I said, God, that's me.
My Lord.
Oh, Lord God. So, Father God, I acknowledge the truth. Father, I acknowledge that, yes. And then, I see the morning text from the shepherd who, as you have told him also this morning, we have been a rebellious people.
Amen.
And we have committed abominations.
Absolutely.
Over and over again. Father God, you brought us up out of the land of Egypt, Father God, and we have rebelled ever since, Father God. And, oh, Lord, and you immediately took me to, I think it was Ezekiel chapter 20, where you said, the whole chapter, you talk of how you brought us up out of the land of Egypt, and how we rebelled and committed abominations under every tree. We committed, we made our own high places.
Yes, Lord.
All kinds of abominations, and yet you didn't destroy us for your name's sake, because it was what you had brought us up. So you didn't do it for your name's sake. Nevertheless, we did commit these abominations. And I immediately thought, I think it was the prayer, Father God. I think it was Daniel that said, yes, Father. And I immediately agree. I agree with you right now. Yes, Father God. Our fathers have sinned. We have sinned.
Yes.
I have sinned.
I have sinned.
Father God, I've committed the abominations of my fathers, and we have committed the abominations of our fathers.
Yes.
You brought us out of Egypt to a land flowing with milk and honey. And in this land, Lord God, we have committed the abominations of the heathen. I have committed so many, Lord God, everything, call it what you will. It's abomination.
Amen.
And, oh, God, so I just acknowledge that, Father God, but I need you. I ask you, Lord God, to deliver me and deliver us, Father God, just as you spoke harshly to our sister Angela when she was in her open rebellion. Now you're speaking gently to her.
Thank you, Lord.
Now you're speaking comfortably to her in the wilderness.
Amen. Amen.
And Father God, that's my hope and my prayer and my desire, Father God. I also acknowledge my abominations, God. Oh, yes, Lord. God, whether I commit them or not.
Hallelujah.
From everything from sexual to covetousness, which is idolatry.
Yes, Lord.
Period. And I thank you that you're dealing with us on that now on a collective basis, Father
yes, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
You made it very easy yesterday. That was the easiest time we had. In Charleston, except having to keep putting down our own lust.
Amen.
Because sin taking occasion by the commandment. See, once you get the commandment, then all of a sudden sin just, it wants it now. It really wants it.
Hallelujah.
Just because it's been told not to.
Hallelujah.
So we had to fight. Yes, Lord. Thank you for giving us the victory, though.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you for giving us the victory, Lord. So you made it easy, Father God. I didn't have to decide whether I was going to get that or this or this and that or some impulse buy because I had been given clear instructions. So it made it very easy.
Thank you, Lord.
All I had to do was say, yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that was it. Father, I thank you, Father, and I pray, Father, have mercy on us.
Have mercy.
Father God, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously.
Yes, Lord.
And so shall we render the calves of our lips, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We will not be silent, Father God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
No, we won't be nonchalant, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God. No, We will give praise to the God of our salvation, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 we will, Lord. And our Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as Pastor Rice also mentioned today, Lord God, that put God in everything.
Everything.
God, you've been speaking that to me. They put God in everything. Okay, Lord. And my dear sister, all of us.
Yes.
But my dear sister Rose, I pray to God. My prayer for you is that you will put God in this.
Amen.
I know from the Spirit of God. And I also know from my own experience with God. Once you put God in the knowledge, He will open up your understanding.
Hallelujah.
And He will show you why you're going through what you're going through.
Thank you, Lord.
And you will begin to see in a whole nother light. And it will give you the grace to submit to it.
Hallelujah.
And once you submit to it, you will find that He will lift the burden.
Hallelujah.
He will lift the burden. Put God in the knowledge. Put God in the knowledge. And that's my exhortation, my counsel, my advice to any one of us. Put God in the knowledge. Speaking of putting you in the knowledge, Lord God, I remember our dear sister Cheryl. Father God, as she laid in that room and a few of us were around her having what we did not realize were our last words with Sister Cheryl.
Amen.
Those were our last words with her. And a strange thing happened that I knew you was in it, but I did not know exactly what you were doing. But of all the people that showed up, it was Christopher.
Amen.
From the river. All of a sudden he asked, could he come? And it was while we were there.
Amen.
So I knew you wanted us to observe what whatever was going on. This was something you were doing. Because he could have came at any time in the day.
Exactly.
So then I put my Holy Ghost antenna up, and I just wanted to know and observe and listen to hear what the Spirit was saying. And he came in, and the first thing he asked Sister Cheryl was, can I pray for you? And Cheryl's eyes said a lot. In that state, you're honest. And she was honest anyway. Cheryl, that's one thing about Cheryl. She was an honest woman.
Hallelujah.
And that's why me and Cheryl got along very well, because she, from the beginning, she was honest with me and I was honest with her.
Hallelujah.
And we grew to respect each other. She respected me greatly and I respected her.
Hallelujah.
And I know Phil can attest to that. Yes. Cheryl's an honest woman.
Yes.
And she was faithful.
Amen.
And Cheryl, she gave him a look that I don't really know how to describe the look, but the best way I can describe it is that she wasn't fooled. Yet in that state, she didn't have any animosity, though.
Hallelujah.
You know, and she wasn't going to, you know, reject or refuse any of God's goodness. But she wasn't fooled. And so anyway, he began to say a bunch of things and began to pray and this and that and this and that. And Lord, you're my witness, God. I looked at that and I listened. And I said, you know, to myself, to you, Lord, I said, you know, intellectual knowledge of God is not the Spirit of God.
No.
And I don't care how it presents itself. It's either the Spirit of God, or like we just heard today, or it's psychology or some intellectual assent.
Amen, bro.
And the two are vastly different, only to be discerned by the Spirit of God.
Only.
But we let him do his thing. And But Lord God, you made something. I believe you, and I don't know. I'm not a prophet. Don't want to be. But I said, wait a minute. You brought this to me. Christopher was known for his message about the 38 years. This morning I woke up as you were telling me how miserable and abominable and wretched I am.
Hallelujah.
Then I heard Christopher, I don't even know at what point, what were first and what order they were in. But I heard him talking about the 38 years.
Yeah.
And his very first words in that message was the 38 years. That's how long the Laodicean church is going to last.
Thank you, Lord.
And I said, my God, because when Cheryl was going through her dilemma, and even when she was, when we were in that room, I was told and witnessed to the fact Cheryl has been here 38 years.
Hallelujah.
Now, whatever you, and I know, Father God, yes, you, whatever Christopher's outcome was, you still had him do that, and you still use it for whatever purpose it was.
Amen.
And if for nothing else, Father God, I'm taking that as a very strong warning to me that we don't have time.
Amen, brother.
38 years, he said the very first sentence was how long the Laodicean church is going to last. And Sister Cheryl's death, and I was told, and we were told by the man of God, every death of a saint has significance.
Amen.
God is saying something.
Amen, brother.
No, none of our deaths are in vain.
Amen, brother.
And so Sister Cheryl's death was a timely death, and it says something. And she was here 38. I don't think any of us here have been here 38 years.
Amen.
So, Father God, I pray, Lord, that for whatever that's worth, Father God, I pray first that that take root in my heart, that I would walk soberly and start, yes, watching this tongue, the things that I say, taking heed to what her last admonition to the church. Watch what we say, because it has great consequences.
Amen.
For good or evil. And it doesn't take a profound dissertation for us to believe. As Pastor Wright said today, the Christians or whoever it was, they will hear just one thing, one scripture, and they believe it.
Amen.
We are here today. We are here today as a body because of one scripture that a man heard named Martin Luther.
Hallelujah.
That triggered the entire Reformation. Brought the church out of the dark ages. Just
Hallelujah.
One scripture. The just shall live by faith.
Amen.
He believed it. That simple scripture, just like a baby, he just believed it. And it changed the entire direction of the church from then to now. So, Father God, I want to be a child like that. I want to become a child. Yes, Lord, well, I just simply believe the truth. So, Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the truth, Lord. And yes, God, we don't have to, we don't have to revile back
no.
at these liars,
Amen.
At these devils, these thank deceived you,
Lord.
Ones
truth, Lord.
that have left the faith, that have apostatized. No. By your words shall Amen. You be justified, or by your words shall ye be condemned.
Hallelujah.
And we all knew, Father God, well, thank you. We all knew his manner of life.
Amen, brother.
When he lived here. We were not fooled, just thank like you. We're not fooled by some here now.
Thank you, Lord.
So, yes, Lord, let God be true and let all men be liars. We are truly blessed. We're reminded that when men say, be all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake, blessed are ye.
Hallelujah.
And we are to greatly rejoice. That's an honor.
Hallelujah.
That's an honor.
Yes, Lord.
That's an honor.
Amen.
Yes. When we were soldiers, we took great pride, if to say the word, but that's what it is. That's what it was. Thank you for delivering us, Father God. But we took great pleasure in receiving patches and badges on our chest.
Oh, yeah.
And ribbons.
Come on.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir. Yes, sir. And so to be lied upon, to be spoken evil against, That's a ribbon.
Hallelujah.
That's a ribbon that says we've been with Christ. So thank you. Thank you for the ribbon, Lord. Thank you for another. Thank you for that purple heart we just received, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Go ahead. Wound us. Wound us some more. Wound us some more. All you're doing is decorating us in the battle.
Hallelujah.
We are decorated soldiers. We're decorated.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And I count it a privilege. I count it an honor. And I count it a joy. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So continue, yes, Lord. Continue to give Pastor Rice, I pray, the strength and the courage and the tenacity, the humbleness and the meekness, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Father God. It does take meekness and humbleness for man to stand before God's people and do this.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. It is not, it's not, the hirelings do it the other way. They do it for the approval. This is not the way you get approval.
Amen, brother.
So it takes humbling a man. A man must humble himself to do this.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, because despite hatred, rejection, rebellion, none of those things are pleasurable. And I don't know if anyone, if the hirelings would receive what true men of God receive, they wouldn't do what they do, which is why they speak the way they speak.
Amen.
Which is before the approval of men. This is not for the approval of men.
Absolutely not.
This is for, as he said, the edification of the church.
Hallelujah.
Father God, when you spoke to my heart this morning about my filthiness and my wretchedness and my abominableness, Lord God, because you know that this, you know my heart, Lord. You didn't say one good thing about what I, you didn't mention one of the good things I do. You didn't mention anything I do good.
My Lord.
You nothing. You had no respect for it. None at all.
Thank you, Lord.
So Father God, that was for my edification.
Thank you, Lord.
And it's the same with the man of God. This is for our edification. And I receive and I pray we receive it as such. Father, we love you, God, because you first loved us, Lord. I thank you for even the grace and the desire to receive the truth. We wouldn't even have the desire. It's given by God both to will and to do.
Hallelujah.
We wouldn't even have the will to do right.
Thank you, Lord.
No, we would not. We would not. We would not. And, oh, Lord, Father God, well, maybe I better not say that, but Father, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I just thank you and bless you and praise you and thank you for the house of faith.
Amen.
Thank you for this household right here.
Hallelujah.
Right here.
Hallelujah.
This, yes, Lord, this is our strength.
Yes,
the power of the holy people is our unity. And we can speak the same thing. We can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Yes, Lord, we can dwell together in unity. We can do all these things through Christ who has made us free.
Hallelujah.
So may we continue, I pray, Father God, by your grace, your mercy, your strength, your love, your compassion, by the Spirit of God, by the forgiveness of our sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. May we continue to walk in this faith, this knowledge, this light that is coming to us through the man of God,
thank
by
you,
your
Lord.
Spirit every day.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. Amen. All right, saints of God. Blessed saints, precious saints. Lord bless you richly, Maranatha. The Lord is coming. Hallelujah.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
For an angel went down in a certain season into the pool and troubled the water.
Yes.
Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever he did. A certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had not been now a long time in that case. He saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole?
Amen.
The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk.
Amen.
And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked.
Amen.
And on the same day was the Sabbath.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Susanna Thorpe here from New Zealand, Sister Susanna and Sister Ruby, my daughter. Greetings to you, Pastor Rice and Sister Rose, and all the saints at the farm and the saints listening around the world. Send blessings and thankfulness that we can fellowship together as we wait for our Lord Jesus to come. And I just want to let you know we'll be joining you in spirit for Passover. We're in New Zealand and we listen and we'll be considering ourselves part of the fellowship. So bless you. Special blessings to Sister Melanie, and we send love to you all. And Maranatha, the Lord comes soon. Thank you, Lord.